the stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
grimy. To grind it.
No, that's grind it. Let's see, if you were baking a cake, I knew you bake cakes, you would, when you put shortening all over the pan, you call
it... To grease it.
Okay, and then okay, if you did that it. In the past, you'd say, yesterday I...
I greased.
Okay, and if you got it all over your hands are all...
Greasy.
Okay, and what did you burn in lamps before they had electricity?
Oil or kerosene.
Any kind of oil, or just you just call it oil?
Some people call it coal oil.
Is it the same as kerosene?
I believe it's the same as kerosene.
Did you ever hear it called K-oil?
K-oil, mm-hmm. No.
Okay. Do you ever remember having seen a makeshift lamp made of a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
A rag and a bottle, yes.
What would you call that?
The only rag, bottle, and kerosene, I guess you could call it a torch.
All right.
Unless you want to call it a Molotov cocktail.
Well, that's not a lamp, though, is it?
Well, that's not a lamp.
No.
But it's the same.
Yeah, it's made of the same stuff,
it's the same,
What do you call those things that the highway crews, I don't think they do it anymore, but they used to put out as a warning?
Is that a smudge?
That's what I call it.
Uh-huh, a smudge.
All right. Did you ever hear the word flambeau?
No.
Okay. That often comes up in Georgia.
It does.
Not so much in Atlanta, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's more out in the rural
areas.
In
the rural.
Then inside the tire of a car is an inner...
It's an inner tube.
Mm-hmm. And if you've just built a boat and you're going to put it into the water for the first time, you're going to do what to your boat?
You're going to christen it.
Well, actually, putting it in the water, you... Beginning with L.
You're going to lower it.
Sound, word which sounds a little bit like the noon meal. You're going to...
Launch. You're going to launch.
I think it's cheating for me to compare it to lunch, because that
Oh, that's beautiful,
the,
but it works.
It works. What do you call a small boat? Not with a motor, but just that you row.
That's a row, a canoe.
How about if it's, well, canoe has pointed ends, is that right? Suppose it's flat on one end.
If it's flat on one end.
And flat bottomed.
Flat on one end, flat bottomed, what's the point of it? Is that just a rowboat?
Yeah, it is. Did you ever hear it called anything like a P-row or a bateau or a John boat?
No.
No, none of those, okay. Those are probably terms,
those are probably,
you probably have to live near water.
Mm-hmm.
They have all these terms for boats. Let me go ahead and get some more of these grammatical things, which are like pulling teeth trying to explain them. If you were planning a trip, and I said, will you be home today? You would say, no, I'm...
I'll be home tomorrow. I will arrive tomorrow.
Telling me what you were going to do, you'd say,
I plan to take a trip. I plan to go on a trip.
We're getting to it. Using go, you would say, I blank to, I can't even think of the name of a town, to Marietta today.
I plan to go to...
not using plan, but using go.
I am going.
Okay, there you go. And making a question, if you were asking... If I were passing out refreshments and I skipped you, you might say, blank, going to get some of that?
Am I going to get some of that?
There you are. Okay, that's fine. Then if a child was just learning to dress himself, his mother would bring in the clothes and say to him, here.
Put your clothes on.
Or finishing the sentence, here, blank, your clothes.
Oh, here are your clothes.
And I knew I was going to lose my voice. If... I ask you if a certain person, you thought a certain person, if you thought Carter was going to be reelected, you might say, I don't, but there blank many people who do.
I don't like.
I don't think he is,
I don't
but
think
there so. Blank many people.
But